All right,
Hey,
hello,
Kevin.
Harrison.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you? How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good. Having a good day.
All right, so we are on the heels of a full U.S. tour that you are going on with Saturdays at Your Place, Trash, and Carpool. What are your thoughts on that? How are you feeling about it?
All this information is true. I'm feeling really excited about it. I think it'll be fun. We haven't gotten a chance to go out full US, so I think we're all really excited. Definitely, I mean, it's going to be a pretty big change for us because we've never been out for longer than about like 2 and a half weeks. So going to a full month is going to be interesting. But yeah, we're excited. We haven't gotten to play out on the West Coast yet, so that's super big for us. And also to play our first show out of the country is pretty cool.
Yeah, Toronto, right?
Yeah, on election night.
That's crazy. All right. So what inspired you to start making music? Or who? What's your inspiration?
Probably like playing Guitar Hero and like elementary school and like playing rock band and stuff. I think my parents were always really into like rock music and stuff, so I kind of grew up on a lot of that and I kind of always remember wanting to like play music, and then eventually I started getting really into like punk and like pop punk stuff, and that kind of snowballed to being like, okay, now I want to start a band, because then I found music that I could play, and so all of a sudden it was like, oh, I only have to know how to play three chords. This rules. I don't even have to know how to sing. This is amazing. And so once I found out about stuff like that, then it became a lot more accessible, and all I wanted to do was like play stuff and play music.
So you have your one full LP release thus far, I believe, right? The Yuppies
Yeah.
are winning. Is there any word on, when we might expect some new music from you?
I'd say next year. We're still working on stuff, kind of in like the middle phase on it. Gonna go get it professionally done wherever we decide, but it's still a little bit ways off just because of scheduling and stuff, and kind of don't want to rush anything. Want to make sure stuff's really good, and we're still kind of on the tail end of this album rollout, which is fun industry lingo.
What has been your favorite memory thus far in your music career?
I don't know. I've had a lot of good times and a lot of cool memories. As far as this band goes, it's probably just being able to go out and do this past tour and play places we've never played before and play to like a lot of cool people. I think the coolest show we've gotten to do that kind of I think rings hard for us was we played in Philadelphia, and we played in Philadelphia kind of the same time last year, 2023, and we played to I think like 15 people in like a basement in mid like end of June. And then this past year, or this past summer, we just played to like a headline show there to like over 300, and I think that was like a oh, that's cool, it was like, oh man, that's pretty wild. And we have a lot of really good friends out in Philadelphia, and we got to make some more, so I think that night was really special for all of us. And yeah, definitely boosted the morale for the tour for sure.
And morale is really the most important part of the
You
tour.
gotta get the, you gotta get the morale. If the morale's low, well, because we were all at that point, we were all kind of like on the cusp of getting sick, and like half of the band had already gotten kind of sick, just like a little frat flu, but enough to be like, oh. And so it's that kind of thing where two people were sick, which means the other two were on our we were on our way, and so we were just like, oh. And yeah, and then that night was amazing. And the night before, we played at a venue with we it was also coming off a cusp playing a lot of venues that didn't have AC, so that felt good. Tour was good. Pretty much every venue we played was awesome. I have no complaints. But that night especially was like, oh wow, this was incredible.
This one's kind of a pretty recent one. I think it's a pretty good question to ask you on account of it. How does it feel to start to be recognized by bands that are like stalwarts within the genre of music that you're making?
It's really really cool. It's weird for sure to all of a sudden feel like a I'm saying like a contemporary sort of like to me. I feel like demeaning to them to like put them on the same level as myself. Like, hey guys, we're all the same, But just to sort of feel like you have like a seat at the table, 'cause it's not so much like, they're like, respect, brother, we like what you're doing, but like we'll just see other bands that we like and look up to and are huge fans of, and we'll play shows with them now and get to kind of kick it and like hang out with them, and that's really cool. And it's like more, it's weird to kind of transition from having like just a fan artist, interaction with somebody to like 7 months later be like, what's up, dude? And be on like a name basis and be like cool with each other. And it's not like we're like incredibly tight with everybody or anything, but it's just kind of an odd cool thing. And everyone's been cool. A lot of people are like, don't meet your heroes and all that stuff, which is probably true for a lot of people. But all the artists that we've met in this sort of sphere that we play that we've all kind of looked up to have been like extraordinarily cool, which is very, very like makes us all kind of optimistic. And it's like, oh, cool. Like, you don't have to be a jerk. Like, you can be a rock and roll star and be like a really cool guy and be really nice. So, yeah.
Tailing off that, just because I mentioned your genre, you know, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times. What genre does Harrison Gordon make? What genre are you in?
We've been calling it emo guitar music because it's not like it's sort of kind of punk, but it's not all that punk, it's emo, but it's not really all that emo. And it's so, but I don't know. I feel like it'd be corny if I just called it rock. If I was like, we're just a rock band. All right. We're not any of those subgenres. So I don't know. It's like we get lumped in with the emo thing for sure, which is cool. Cause I like that scene. But I think if you listen to the music, like the takeaway is that like, you're like, oh, this is a pop punk record, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of more so, but we're just kind of more lumped in with the emo thing, which I think is cool. Cause I'm more of an emo fan than I am a pop punk fan. So just kind of works. So, but somewhere down the line, down the middle there, you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah, I think I've kind of found that it's kind of like a Joyce Manor, Jeff Rosenstock love baby.
Hey, I'm Harrison Gordon, and you're listening to my song, Things Will Get Worse, here on 1033 WZND's New Music Monday.
In a twin size mattress, we both know some better days. Drifting off in space. I slept in my clothes, I have no self-control. I can barely recognize my own face. And you say that you don't get it. Well, you probably never will. You're a pedantic, grab that compassion. Come on, shorter. And I hope that things will get worse. And I hope I'll beat you into the dirt. I'm back on the meds, and I've been doing less drinking. I know it's good for my health. Why can't I fetishize destroying myself? Another New Year's resolution failed by January 5th. Another batch of epic excuses. Come on, man, get a grip. Oh, come on, man, get a grip.
Oh, things will get worse. No, I'll beat you in some dirt.
Take all my money and all of my clothes. Leave on guitars.
What's the best meal you've eaten on tour?
Best meal? Oh, let me think. We ate really good on this last tour. Like pretty much.
I know Jagger's usually the food guy, but
Jagger did food reviews like every place we.
Yeah, I loved it.
Like every mom and pop place we stopped at, Jagger did a food review. There's a place out in Syracuse called Brooklyn Pickle that just makes these like ginormous, like New York style sandwiches that are so good. And they're so cheap and they're so ginormous. And like we got them on our first tour we did out there when we didn't have any money. Like there was like we all had like a little bit of money to our names, but there was no money being generated from the music. Like, you know, there was no money coming back. This was a pure loss. So the fact that we could go and like get a full, like a delicious full meal for like $10 was truly was truly so we think and talk about that place quite a bit still. So I think I'd say that place as far as band wide. We had really good Jamaican food in Indiana, interestingly enough.
Really yeah. Good Jamaican food in Indiana.
If you're ever at the Hoosier Dome in Indianapolis, there's a good Jamaican place like a block down the street.
That rules. What'd you get?
Yeah. I had white meat chicken, even though I really wanted to get dark meat, but they were out of dark meat.
I'm a white meat guy, personally.
Thought about getting oxtail, though. But it was, like, day two of the tour. So I was like, ah. At that point, I was like, I don't know. I don't know how the tour is going to shake out money-wise. I might regret getting this oxtail later on, but I wish I got the oxtail.
What is the funniest thing that's happened to you on tour, or like the worst prank you've seen, something along those lines?
There's a couple I definitely can't say, so let me think of some in reason.
There's also the Springfield, Missouri incident.
Oh yeah, that was tough. Where the basement flooded while like right after our set, and it was like 9 degrees out, so everything started to freeze. And then we were in the parking lot selling people were coming up to us to buy t-shirts after the set, and we were selling them like actually frozen pieces of merchandise. Yeah, that was, I forgot about that.
I mean, let's also not forget how this pipe bursted.
It wasn't my, it was not, I take like 25% blame for this.